والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، مدارس التكرار مسجد الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our topic today, inshaAllah ta'ala, which we started yesterday. And as we know, and we found out yesterday from the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. We found this to the question. The brother, he asked that he married a girl, and this girl, she had no good behavior. She had a relationship with the other men, and the brother, he married her because he said, I married her temporarily until I found somebody from my country. So instead to live in this country alone, and I fell in adultery and zina. So I found this girl, to stay with her a temporary time or a certain time. Then after that, I will divorce her and then marry a good chap woman. Subhanallah. And we explained yesterday that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. الزاني, the one, the adulterer means, the one who will love adultery, the one who will love actually to have a relation between and the woman. So he cannot marry except a one like him. Except a one who Muslim. She loves also to be with adultery. She loves to live with adultery. Or a mushrika, her deen or her religion permitted her to have illegal sexual intercourse with the other. It's not haram for her. So Allah sends His ayat clearly to the Muslim. You cannot marry a woman except the chaste woman in Islam. We found this yesterday. And you cannot marry a woman, she is mushrik. I received in this masjid, a brother came to me, and he asked me, Ya Sheikh, what I have to do? My brother, he went and he married Hindus. He married Hindus. And I stood against my brother and I told him, it's haram to marry these Hindus. He said, you love me and she promised me to be a Muslim. You cannot, even if she promised you, she's gonna promise you to be a Muslim, you cannot marry her unless she converted to Islam and to be a Muslim and to act like a Muslim. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, even also for the chaste woman, she's not allowed to marry anyone in Islam except a chaste man. A man who knows that he has a good behavior, he has no relationship with the other woman, or she cannot even marry the mushrik, because the mushrik is not permitted to marry the Muslim woman, because the Muslim, in his deen, in his relation, his deen permitted him to have a relation with the other woman. It's not haram. You see here, in the system here, non-Muslim, he married the woman and had the children from her, but he had beside his wife, he had a couple of girl friends. And even her, she married, and she has a children from this man, and she has a relationship between her and the other men. So it's permitted for them. So nobody in Islam will marry anyone except the chaste woman. First from the believer, you have to go and look for a believer to him. If you don't find any believer female, so you go from Ahlul Kitab, the people of the scripture, but the condition in order to take any one of them, Allah mentioned in the ayah, وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. مُحْصَنَة means the chaste woman. The one she is known in this community, or she came from a good family, and she doesn't have a relation between her and anyone from the men. Alright? That is the only qualification for this woman. You cannot marry anyone because based to her beauty.
before you marry this woman, because you don't have any belief of remarriage. You don't have any one alone. So number two, you can go for this kind of evil, Christian or Jew, but the condition has to be what? Muhsana. She follows the rule of Islam. She's not going to bring wine for you in the house. She's not going to bring khinzir to you in the house. She's not going to have a relation between her and her brother-in-law or cousin, whatever it is. She cannot have relation with anybody. She cannot walk in the street naked like the others. You are a Muslim. Some of us today forget about all of this. And because of this dunya, because of her beauty, because of his desire, he left everything and he goes such kind of marriage. We also have to understand this marriage according to Islamic Sharia is not lawful. سُرِّنَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ If the shaft woman gonna leave everything, drop everything else, or everything else, and she married somebody, a Muslim, which is known in a community that he is a adulterer, he loves relationship with the others. People speak about him, that he has a different relationship between him and a girlfriend. This contract of marriage, if it happened, it will be false contract. Imam Ahmad, Imam Al-Tirmidhi, Imam Abu Dawood, and Nasa'i, they narrate many story, as I'm going to tell you right now. It is forbidden marriage. You cannot have a valid contract of marriage. Or, a man in Islam, just a man, and he is a good believer, to go and look for any girl, and she's known in the community that she has a relation between her and the other men. If this contract of marriage done, this contract of marriage is false contract, it is zina, is not a marriage in Islam, and I'm going to tell you the evidence here. The evidence is, the first story narrated, لقرات لكثير, عن الإمام أحمد, عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه, that what happened is, رجلا من المؤمنين, a man from the believers, استأذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and asked him permission to marry a woman his name is, her name is أم مهزول. أم مهزول. This woman, she was a prostitute. She was a prostitute, known in the Medina. And this woman, she came and offered her son to marry this man from the Sahaba. Then after that, she told him, I'm going to marry you. I'm going to marry you. And I'm going to support you financially. Some of us today, we look for a woman to be rich, to support him financially. Allah, I meet my brother, don't laugh. I meet my brother, he said, you know, why I have to suffer? I found a woman actually from the disbeliever. She has money, she can support me financially, and I live a good life here. So the same story here. Umm Mahzul, a prostitute, known in the community about her misbehavior. She is the prostitute. She went with a different man. And she came over herself to this man from the Sahara. She told him, marry me, and I will support you financially. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to seek a permission from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to marry this woman. قال sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet answered, قال sallallahu alaihi wasallam, الزاني, he recited this ayah from the book of Allah Surah An-Nur, الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة, والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك, وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. الزاني, the adulterer name, cannot marry, except adulterer female like him, same, they love each other, they have both of them, they have misbehavior, they have relation with other men and women. Poor mushrika. The adulterer male from the Muslim, he cannot marry if he is the adulterer, he loves to have relation. He can go and take a mushrika like him, but this is not a marriage. As Ibn Abbas said, this is not a marriage. This is only a relationship between the man and woman, because the marriage is not marriage. In the opposite way, the shaft man, he cannot go and marry a prostitute, or a woman in a society, Muslim or non-Muslim. known in a society that she has a relation with the other men. She go outside with them. She kiss them. She has to also. He cannot marry. And if this marriage is done, this marriage is valid or not valid? It's not valid. What is the evidence? The belief from the ayah. حرم ذلك على المؤمنين is forbidden for the believers, male and female, to go for subsequent marriage. So you got it, inshallah ta'ala. Fine. The second story even in Qur'an. Mursid ibn Abi Mursid, one of the great Sahara, he went to his promise from Medina to Mecca to free the prisoner of war. He goes to speak to Mecca, speak down to Mecca, and then after that, he took some couple of Sahaba or couple of males and took them, shipped them to Medina. Because the Kuffar, they did not permit any Muslim to immigrate from Mecca to Medina. There come people still as a prisoner of war or a hostage in the Mecca, in Mecca. And the Kuffar, the Mushriki Mecca, they did not permit them to immigrate to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mursid ibn Abi Mursid, from time to time, he go to Mecca and bring some people and send them to Medina. So what happened? Mursid himself, and this is related by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As and the other Sahaba. Mursid, he reached Mecca. And he said exactly, I was laying down in Mecca, laying down in one of the walls in Mecca. فجاءت امرأة, a woman came, and then a woman came, her name is عناق, her name is عناق. كان هو له صحابة معها, she used to be his girlfriend before Islam. She used to be what? His girlfriend before Islam. He had a relation with her in Zina wa Ya'udhu Billah. So what are they called? فرأت ظل, فرأت ثواب ظلي. She came and she found the dark or the shade of my shadow. Actually behind this wall. Then she came closer to me, she said, Mursid? Then I answered her, yes, I am Mursid. قَالَ أَهْلًا بِكَ وَهَلُمَّ بِكَ Welcome, I miss you so much. I said, هَلْ لِيَ مِنْ لِقَاءٌ مَعَكَ Come over to my house and sleep over this house. But Mursid became what? A Muslim believer. A believer, not only Muslim. Because every Muslim, every believer is a Muslim, but not every Muslim is a believer. You have to understand this fact in Islam. Every believer is a Muslim, but not every Muslim is a believer. Because there is total difference between a Muslim, alright, and a believer who practices Islam, and Muslim who carry nothing from Islam except his name. And then after that, قلت لها إن الله قد حرم الزنا. Allah made the zina haram forbidden. Then after he refused what she said, قالت يا أهل الخيام يا أهل الخيام O people in the tent. Because the people live in the tent. O people inside the tent. إن هذا يأخذ أسراكم. This man, he came to steal. He steal what? Your prisoners of war or your hostages. So after he refused, she began again to him totally right away. Then after that, he said, I had a man with me. So I left him. And I ran from them. فَأَتْبَعَنِي ثَمَانِيَةً He followed me 8 people from the mushrikeen of Mecca. They needed to take me. Then I enter one of the gardens. And the garden, in the end of the garden, there was a cave. It was a cave. I escaped to this cave. فجاءوا. These 8 people came and urinated on my face. And all their urine came on my face. And I kept silent. I did not say anything. فأعناهم الله عني. Allah made them blind to see me. They couldn't see me. Then after that, I came back to Mecca again. And I took the man whom I free him from Kuffar Mecca. I was shaking Mecca to take him. And I took him to escape to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. فجئت إلى رسول الله. And I came to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I told him, Ya Rasulullah, أتزوج عناق? Shall I marry عناق? Who's عناق? وعناق. The prostitutes is still in Mecca. In Mecca. I had a thousand for عناق. The Prophet he did not answer me. Then I repeated again and said, Ya Rasulullah, shall I marry عناق?
Because he still have a relation with her from the Jahiliyyah. You remember? She's still a lovely, sweet chocolate in his arms.
But he need a permission. He need a permission. SubhanAllah. Sheikh Al-Mazillah. SubhanAllah. But SubhanAllah. So he need a permission. He's still in love with the woman because he may find a woman nice, looks very nice, but she has a misbehavior. And you will be deceived by her. And you go and marry the woman because of what? Of her love, of her beauty. And then after you marry her, she will show you a good little you never had it in your life. She will let you see the star in the middle of the day, not even in the middle of the night. SubhanAllah. So what happened after that? The Rasulullah sallam sakata.
The Rasulullah sallam he did not have an answer until Allah sent this ayah. Allah sent this ayah, so we need to know the occasion of the ayah. Allah says in the Quran, Surah An-Nur,
الزَّانِ لَا يَنْكِحُ إِلَّا زَانِيَةً أَوْ مُشْرِكَةً. The adulterer of him cannot marry anyone except a one like him, adulterer of him, or mushrika. Or a one she associates adulterer with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And also the same for the woman. Adulterer of him cannot marry anyone except adulterer male like her. He loves to go for dinner like her. He loves to have illegal relationship with her. And she loves to have an illegal relationship with him. So it means illegal intercourse. وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Then Allah is sending this ayah because of what? Mursid. Because Mursid he wanted to marry who? عِلَاقَ from Mecca. The one she still prostitutes. But in the end in our class, the question is, we know the marriage is not allowed. We know the marriage, this marriage is not allowed. It's haram. Even if the marriage is done, this marriage is false marriage. It is zina. But can anybody marry a woman and this woman she make it over?
The woman she used to be has a misbehavior, very bad behavior, a relation with the other men.
Can any Muslim shut man, good behavior, good manner. Can he marry somebody like this? Yes. But the condition is, she has to be what?
It will separate the tawbah, feel sad, stop all this, and then after that, she says, she confesses to Islam if she's not a Muslim, and then after that, you have right to go and marry her, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, as tawbah nasuha, that sincerely tawbah, not to deceiving you with tawbah, with repentance, in order to let you marry her. You must examine her. You must examine her good manners, her good behavior. She stop or not. Or a woman in Islam, she love a man, and this man from the Muslim. And this Muslim used to have a relation with the other dead friend.
But he came, alhamdulillah, I'm going to the Hajj, to purify myself from all this zina, all these things. He expressed his tawbah, turned in himself in tawbah to Allah, and he stopped dealing with that. Can this woman shaft the woman marry him? Yes. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala yaghfir al-dhunub, وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Those who invoke not with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala any another ilah, any another God, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, and they slay not such a soul which Allah has forbid except in a state of justice. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ, and those who commit not any zina or adultery or any illegal sexual intercourse, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Whoever gonna do this, you will be severe punishment by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the end of this ayat, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except those who tab. What means tab? Tawbah. He turned himself in tawbah. وآمن and he became a true believer وعمل صالحا and he do righteous. Must important. He must do righteous. He go for salah, he go for zakah, he go for fasting, he go for hajj, he go for Islamic command, to follow the Islamic command.
فأولئك those Allah will replace their evil deeds to be what? Good deeds. وكان الله غفورا رحيما and Allah is the most forgiving. Allah will forgive all the sins except one sin. What is the sin which Allah does not love? Shirk wa la'udhu billah. Yes. It's Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan. Now, I don't know if I have a number, but I can give it to you inshallah later. Inshallah, I'll have you see if you have it. Inshallah, Surah Al-Furqan. I can give you, call me back. I give you the ayah number. I only remember the ayah by the number. But this is Surah Al-Furqan, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free all of us from Mina, to free all of us, inshallah, from illegal sexual intercourse. To give up tawbah, to give tawbah for all the Muslims who are still committing the zina. Allah tawarak ta'ala to make all of us among at-tawadun, al-mutatahirin. Allah to purify all our hearts from all the shirk, from all the sins. We ask Allah tawarak ta'ala to enter all of us in the Jannah and forgive all our sins and to open our hearts for al-iman and to make us among the as-salihin. التوابون المتقين إن شاء الله تعالى and protect all our family members إن شاء الله تعالى and all Muslims everywhere. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانه وبحمدك شكرا لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. This class will be إن شاء الله reported إن شاء الله تعالى on our website إن شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.